Blog Talk Radio.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Hi, and welcome to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. Thank you for joining me here on Blue Zone Wellness on this beautiful Sunday afternoon near the beautiful Orlando, Florida. If you listen, you know that I am a traditionally trained naturopath with a practice and ministry located in Orlando, Florida, and I approach natural medicine from a Christian perspective. As we say here on Blue Zone Wellness, the doctor of the future would give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. So be sure to join me every Sunday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on Blue Zone Wellness at bluezonewellness.org. You can also listen at blogtalkradio.com/Blue Zone Wellness. Now, if you've been listening a while, you know that we do this. We're here every Sunday from 4 to 5. I'd just like to welcome all of you out there who are listening, especially those who are listening or who will be listening in Costa Rica. Good shout out to you guys. I just want to go ahead and give a few contact information here. You can contact me on Facebook, facebook.com/naturedoc. You can also follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/bluezonewellness. Also, be sure you can go to, if you'd like to follow the radio show and be notified of the topic of the show, then when the show and be reminded also when the show is going to occur, you can go to blogtalkradio.com, type in Blue Zone Wellness, and follow me there. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com, type in Blue Zone Wellness, and you can follow me there. So one more time, that's facebook.com/NatureDoc, N-A-T-U-R-E-D-O-C, or you can follow me on twitter.com/BlueZoneWellness, and also you can visit BlueZoneWellness.org and listen, or you can also visit Phase3Ministries.com/WordPress to read loads of articles. Now, we have a very, very interesting show for you today, very, very interesting show. During the weekend natural news, the review, the first segment, we start off here. We're going to be discussing three articles as we do in that first segment. We discuss and analyze articles from around the web or that have come out dealing directly or indirectly with natural and alternative therapies. And we're going to discuss three articles today in this first segment dealing with, first one we deal with how antioxidants are actually tied to older men's sperm quality, a study that came out, very interesting with that. Also, another study that came out this week, we're talking about how marijuana smoking is actually tied to testicular cancer. And a third article that deals with how exercise actually increases your intelligence. And that's one of the things we've talked about before, but it's also one of those laws of health that we talk about here on Blue Zone Wellness. In our healing food segment, which is the second segment of the show, we're going to talk about some of the health benefits of okra. Some of the health benefits of okra. You may be surprised at some of the nutritional benefits of okra, and especially if you are a lover of okra. Finally, in our third segment, the healing supplement and herb segment, we're going to continue our final discussion with turmeric. We've been going through that for the past couple of weeks, and we've been able to provide quite a bit of information. And you really need to listen. If you haven't caught the last 2 weeks that we talked about turmeric, I think you should go back and listen to it. It has many, many uses, and it's a very, very beneficial herb, if you will. I call it an herb. You can also call in. I just said this earlier. You can call in. If toll free in the U.S. at 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. Now we're going to come back after this brief message, and we're going to jump right into it and get started on what we're on our show today.
You are listening to Blue Zone Wellness with Dr. Keith Henry on BlueZoneWellness.org. Be sure to join us here every week at the same time. You can also listen at blogtalkradio.com/BlueZoneWellness. There you can also download the app and listen to the archived versions on your smartphone. So from Blue Zone Wellness, here's to your health.
Do you know anyone that has health issues? Of course you do. Have you noticed the rise in popularity of natural therapies and alternative medicine? Sure you have. Have you ever wondered if alternative therapies work or if it's just all quackery? Then you need to visit the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog at phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Keith Henry, ND, is trained in natural naturopathy and provides amazing insight at the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog that he has gained from years of hands-on experience. Check it out after this show at phase3ministries.com/WordPress.
Men, have trouble getting your stream to start? Look for a men's room everywhere you go? Need to go so urgently you can't wait? Worry about impotence, sexual dysfunction, and cancer? Then you need our best-selling supplement, Maximum Prostate. Each Maximum Prostate capsule contains 300 milligrams of pure natural mixed beta-cytosterols from plant sources. That's as much beta-cytosterol content as 3,000 capsules of dried saw palmetto berries. Men all over the U.S. and other countries are experiencing the amazing benefits of Maximum Prostate. You can join them now. To the listeners of Blue Zone Wellness, we are offering you 2 bottles of Maximum Prostate for just $39.95 plus shipping. Just go to MaximumProstate.net and place your order right now. That's MaximumProstate.net, and join the numerous other men who have experienced the power of Maximum Prostate.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. Thank you for listening. We're going to go ahead and get started with our weekend natural news review, a weekend review. We're going to start off with the first article that was taken from Reuters, and it was entitled "Antioxidants Are Tied to the Sperm Quality of Older Men." Actually, it says "Antioxidants Tied to Older Men's Sperm Quality." And the article starts off by saying middle-aged and older men who get enough antioxidant in their diets may have better quality sperm than men who are lacking in the nutrients, a new study suggests. The article says further that researchers found that among men age 45 or older, those who got the most vitamin C and vitamin E, as well as folate and zinc, tended to have fewer DNA strand breaks in their sperm. That's a measure of the genetic quality of sperm, which is known to decline as a man ages, the article went on to say. The senior researcher, Andrew J. Warabek of the study, who's from the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory in California, says, "People who eat well are probably doing a bunch of other things as well outside of just getting these nutrients." And so basically, let's look at this for a moment. Basically, what the study is showing is that, and what the researchers concluded is that men who are healthy overall, who eat foods that are high in vitamin C or take supplements or in vitamin E and folate and zinc, their sperm is healthier. And so you have less issues with the DNA, issues with the sperm. And the article went on to point out further that it wasn't overall nutrition that was linked to older men's sperm quality, said the doctor, but it was actually the antioxidants specifically. Now, what are antioxidants? Antioxidants are basically they're enzymes. We're not really enzymes. They're substances, if you will, typically found in fresh fruits and vegetables, and even in some supplements. But when they're found in nature, they're very beneficial to help sweep up free radicals that can be caused by cell oxidation or by eating foods that are not so healthy for you, even by pollution, as they go around, even by normal metabolism of the body. Trash is basically produced. These free radical cells go around and they cause damage, they cause aging, they can cause illness, etc. And what antioxidants are able to do, they're basically able to mop up these reactive oxygen species, as the article calls them, which can actually result, these free radicals can actually result in damaging your genetic code in some cases. The article went on to say, in talking about the study, that the study included 80 healthy non-smoking men between the ages of 22 and 80. They filled out a questionnaire on diet and supplement use, and they gave sperm samples as well. Among men ages 45 and up, those who got the most vitamin C had 20% less DNA damage than those who took in less of vitamin C. So here we have an indication that those men who specifically consume the most vitamin C had full 20% less DNA damage. So we can extrapolate from that DNA then can help protect, I'm sorry, vitamin C can act up, protect your DNA. Because vitamin C, again, is a very potent antioxidant. The article went on to point out that together with those had 20% less DNA damage who took the vitamin C, went on to point out that men in that high intake group typically got about 700 milligrams of vitamin C a day. And the recommended amount for men is 90 milligrams, but an intake as high as 2,000 milligrams is considered safe. Now, usually the recommended daily allowances that you read or that you hear about are typically, in general, they're typically not enough. And not only that, they're typically, these recommendations are for people who are healthy. The problem is that most people in the United States do not have optimal health, in part because the food that we eat is, in general, is the nutrients are depleted. And over time, of course, if the nutrients are depleted in the food that you're eating, then you're not going to get those nutrients. And eventually your cells are going to become, or your body is going to become depleted of these nutrients. So it makes sense the recommended daily allowances are basically outdated. And there's even some question among some researchers and doctors if they were ever even accurate. So if the recommended daily allowance of vitamin C is only 90 milligrams, but these men in the high intake group of this study were taking about 700 milligrams of vitamin C a day. And the article went on to point out that intake is safe up to as much as 2,000 milligrams. And actually, if you're sick or if you have an acute infection, I've recommended as much as 10, 15,000 milligrams a day. You can actually take it up to bowel tolerance, up into the point that your stool becomes loose, and at that point you need to cut back some. So also, the study went on to point out that the findings were similar when the researchers looked at vitamin E, which is vitamin E is another potent antioxidant. Vitamin E is also very good to help clean out your arteries. So if you're a person that's suffering from arterial issues, atherosclerosis, vitamin E is one of the things that in most cases should make up your regimen of supplements and overall lifestyle changes. But still, I would recommend that you consult with a healthcare professional, especially one who is knowledgeable with respect to vitamins and minerals and maybe even herbs and maybe formulating a plan, especially if you want to get off drug medication. The article said that the recommended daily intake for the vitamin E, let me back up. The article says that the findings were similar when the researchers looked at vitamin E, zinc, and folate, though the differences in sperm DNA damage were smaller. Again, older men in the high intake groups typically got more of each nutrient than it is recommended, but were still within their safe ranges. The article said further that the recommended daily intake for vitamin E is 15 milligrams and no more than 1,000 milligrams. For zinc, the recommended amount, daily allowance amount is 11 milligrams, but no more than 40 milligrams. And for folate, it's 400 milligrams, no more than 1,000 milligrams. The researchers found, says the article, that no link between antioxidant intake and sperm quality in younger men were found. I would say that the older men who have the issues, that the issues probably started earlier. You don't. It's not overnight that these things occur. The body is very, very intelligent, and it will try and preserve health. So even though they might not have found any issue with the younger men, the fact it could be, it could actually be subclinical. And of course, if your body is struggling at that early age, that early state, it may not show up later on, but you might be consuming your reserves, and you don't want to be consuming your reserves at that point. And so, and the article went on to point out some other reasons why it might not have showed up in the younger men as well, like better handling of the oxidative stress, et cetera. Also, it went on to say that this suggests that if you're an older man who's planning on having children in the future, you could think of your diet as part of that overall plan, which is almost to me as in this day and time it's almost common sense. The article went on to point out some rich sources of some of these vitamins. For instance, they talk about how foods rich in vitamin C include citrus fruits, red and green peppers, as well as tomatoes. Vitamin E is found in certain vegetable oils like nuts like almonds and green vegetables like spinach and broccoli. And zinc sources include beans, nuts, and even in dairy, even though we don't recommend the consumption of dairy. Nevertheless, you do find a zinc in that source. And folate is found in leafy greens, beans, and grains as well that have been fortified with folic acid. So if you are a man and you want to make sure that your sperm quality maintains a high quality of performance, if I can say that, or if you want your sperm to maintain a high quality of effectiveness, then your overall lifestyle is very important, especially as you grow older. And not only that, your consumption of antioxidants. Very, very important. Now we'll move on to our next article. Now, let me give you a source for that article. That article was entitled "Antioxidants Tied to Older Men's Sperm Quality," and it was taken from Reuters, dated September the 14th, 2012. The next article that we're going to look at is going to be an article entitled "Marijuana Smoking Tied to Testicular Cancer," and this is from Yahoo News. And this is very interesting. The article started off by saying young men who had smoked marijuana recreationally were twice as likely to be diagnosed with testicular cancer than men who have never used marijuana, according to a U.S. study. So here we have a significant ratio there. The article goes on to say that researchers whose findings appeared in the journal Cancer said the link appeared to be specific to a type of known as non-seminoma. And I'm quoting now from the lead author of this. I think we might have lost connection there, but if we did, we're back. I'm gonna start where we lost connection. The study here that I'm referring to from the article entitled "Marijuana Smoking Tied to Testicular Cancer" pointed out that, and I was about to quote the lead study of the author of the study, Victoria Cortesis of the University of Southern California, Los Angeles. She says, quote, "This is the third study consistently demonstrating a greater than doubling of risk of this particularly undesirable subtype of testicular cancer among young men with marijuana use." So basically what she's saying is there have been two other studies previously conducted before this study that have come out with the same, basically the same results of a particular type of testicular cancer, a subtype of testicular cancer, she points out. And then she said that this is the third study consistently demonstrating a greater than doubling of the risk. So basically, young men who are smoking marijuana, according to this study and two previous studies, you could very well, if this study bears out to be correct as well as the other two, be putting yourself or increasing the likelihood, more than doubling the likelihood that you would be diagnosed with testicular cancer. She went on to say that I myself feel like we need to take this seriously now. Now, of course, there have been some others who said that the research isn't ironclad proof that the marijuana is to blame. And even if it is, the article goes on to say the danger isn't overwhelming. According to the American Cancer Society, a man's lifetime risk of getting testicular cancer is about 1 in 270. And because effective treatment is available, the risk of dying from the disease is just 1 in 5,000. And so, okay, that's nice, but that's okay unless you're the one that dies from the disease or your family member dies from the disease. So, of course, we want to take all precautions that are necessary. Not only that, we know that smoking marijuana also destroys brain cells and as well as some other issues that it causes. But here's the new, according to this study, we're finding out that it could also possibly increase, well, based on this study and two other studies, it actually more than doubles the risk that you will be diagnosed or that you could be diagnosed with testicular cancer. The article went on to point out further that Cortesis and her colleagues used data from 163 young men who had been diagnosed with testicular cancer and nearly 300 men in a comparison group without the disease. Both groups had been interviewed about their health and drug use between 1987 and 1994. The article says among the men with cancer, 81% had used marijuana at some point, whereas that was the case with 7% of the comparison group. And so she went on to point out that it is hard to imagine a scenario whereby it is due to chance. And she says, I can't think of a systematic bias that would cause this. I would feel very confident that this is cause and effect once we have worked out the biology. So basically, what the lead author of this study is saying is that, you know, it is highly unlikely that you have two previous studies that found the same percentage of men being found to be at a higher or increased risk of testicular cancer of a specific kind. And I agree with her. It's highly unlikely that would just be chance. And so, you know, that is not something that sounds like it's chance. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. You're listening to Blue Zone Wellness on bluezonewellness.org, or you may be listening on blogtalkradio.com. I actually remind you, if you'd like to call in with a question or comment, you can do so at 917-889-2207. We're still in our first segment where we're dealing with the Weekend Natural News Review. We're going to look at our last article in this segment. And this article was from Marcola.com, and he pointed out that there's new proof that exercise makes you smarter. Now, we talked a little bit about this before on an earlier show, how exercise actually increases your cognitive functions and makes you more intelligent, essentially. It's one of those eight laws of health that we talk about that the Creator has given us. He's given us those eight laws of health, and to repeat them again, there's trust in the Creator, sunshine, exercise, water, air, rest, diet, and self-control or temperance. A scientific application of those, what we call laws of health, actually can bring great benefit not only in terms of curing disease, but also in preventing disease. Now, let's look at some of what this new study talks about. First of all, let's look at some statistics. Only 1 in 4 children gets at least 30 minutes of daily exercise. That's only 1 in 4. The average 6 to 11-year-old spends about 28 hours watching TV each week. By the time they're teens, only 12% get the recommended amount of daily exercise. 1 in 2 people aged 12 to 21 don't participate in any vigorous physical activity. So 1 in 2 people, that's 50%. That's a very high percentage. 1 in 2 people aged 12 to 21 do not participate in any vigorous physical exercise. But studies show a lack of exercise don't just affect your body. It also actually affects the brain as well. It actually stimulates brain cell growth. Experiments conducted at Salk Institute found that, in fact, it does stimulate brain cell growth. Mice that ran 3 miles each night doubled their hippocampus size over time, and that's the area of their brain that deals with learning and memory. So what does that mean? Let's look at this a little closer. In a study of elementary school kids, 40 minutes of daily exercise caused an average IQ increase of 3.8 points. Kids who did not exercise typically did not improve. Imagine that. Just by doing 40 minutes of daily exercise, their IQ increased on an average of almost 4 points. In a study of sixth graders, the fittest students scored 30% higher on tests than average students, while less fit students scored 20% lower. And as students get older, those who regularly play vigorous sports show a 20% improvement in math, science, English, and social studies. So exercise given to us by our Creator is one of the laws of health. Science is bearing out, as this article confirmed, and it's on Mercola.com, and it's entitled New Proof That Exercise Makes You Smarter, actually shows that we can help our nation, our children, our grown-ups, and everyone be more intelligent simply by exercising. Moreover, some of the other statistics bear out that 18-year-olds were more likely to go on to higher education if they actually had a pattern of exercise. In college, students who worked out before class improved their test scores 17% on average. So that means a 40-minute workout bumped them up an entire letter grade. That could mean the difference between a B and an A, or a C and a B, or even a failing grade and a C, just by exercising about 40 minutes before time for the tests or whatever it is they're going to take. So here we're talking about this article, and we're talking about how you can increase your intelligence and increase the capacity of your brain to function better by simply exercising. And it does not cost you money to exercise. It may cost you a little time, but it's a very, very wise investment. Dealing with here. It's one of those laws of health that we talk about here on Blue Zone Wellness. Finally, staying fit as an adult is also important. On average, an employee who exercises regularly is 15% more efficient than one that doesn't. So that means an average employee's 50-hour work week is a fit employee's 42.5-hour work week. So you have to put forth more effort. If you're unfit, you have to work. Essentially, it means that you have to work harder to accomplish the same goal if you're unfit than a person who's fit, because exercise actually not only benefits your body, but it also benefits your brain. And we've talked about how these simple things, they seem simple, but they are very powerful in their application. So when we talk about exercise, and people say, well, I need to take something, don't I? That's all I have to do is exercise? You have to understand that exercise is very, very important. We have a call coming in here. Let me see if we can take this call. Can you hear me? Hello? I guess maybe they hang up. Can you hear me? Is anyone there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. I was just having a hard time because I'm traveling, so I decided to call in so I can continue to listen to the call.
But oh, okay.
I noticed that in your email, you mentioned, I don't know if you've gotten to that part yet because I didn't hear it, where you spoke about some of the effects of, I don't know if you were speaking about medicinal marijuana or whatever. So I just wanted to, I don't know if you touched on that or not yet.
Oh, yes, so, we did. We were talking about marijuana, and we were talking about a study that had come out this week in Reuters, and they were talking about the study. Was talking about the connection between smoking marijuana and tied to a subform in younger men to testicular cancer. Could you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you just fine. Okay.
So what can happen, that if you didn't catch that, when the show will be available for replay, and you can listen to that discussion on that article. We didn't really talk about it from the perspective of medicinal marijuana per se, but we were simply referencing a study that had come out during the week that basically talked about it was actually a third study and that had proven the same thing. Two other studies prior to that that had been done on younger men who had smoked marijuana, and basically they had showed it basically more than doubled their increase that they would develop a particular type of a subtype of testicular cancer.
Okay. Well. All right. Well, thank you for that. I'll definitely go back to the replay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling.
Well, because I'm going to just continue to listen in through the call. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
So we have. We're going to continue. I'd just like to mention, I want to take a quick break here before we finish with this. Let me go ahead and finish with the article that we're doing, and then I want to make a quick announcement that we have here. We're talking about exercise and the benefits of exercise upon the brain, and I was talking earlier about how many of our kids don't exercise to the extent that they do, that they should, and we're finding out now that exercise actually makes you smarter because it increases blood flow to the brain. It also helps the body release other hormones and substances. For instance, let me give just a quick recap. Among elementary school students, 40 minutes of daily exercise increase IQ by an average of nearly 4 points. Among sixth graders, the fittest students scored 30% higher than average students, and the less fit students scored 20% lower. Finally, among older students, those who play vigorous sports have a 20% improvement in math, science, English, and social studies. Finally, fit 18-year-olds are more likely to go on to higher education and get full-time jobs, and students who exercise before class improve test scores by 17% if they worked out 40 minutes beforehand. That's an entire letter grade simply by exercise. Now, one of the reasons that exercise can help, and it's not just a fad, and why naturopathic doctors like myself will always recommend exercise, some form of exercise, whenever we're recommending a program or developing a program for a person, is because we understand that exercise is not just something that should be done or should be considered something that's optional for health. It's optional not only for preventing disease, but neither is it optional for curing or healing disease. So most people don't understand, even as Dr. Mercola points out in this article, that the brain is actually pliable and it can actually improve even after it's damaged. And exercise is a powerful way to encourage your brain to work at optimum capacity by causing nerve cells to multiply, hereby strengthening their interconnections and protecting them from damage. In fact, animal tests have illustrated, as Dr. Mercola also points out in his article, that during exercise, the nerve cells release proteins known as neurotrophic factors, one in particular called brain-derived neurotrophic factor, or BDNF, actually triggers numerous other chemicals that actually promote neural health, and it has a direct benefit on your cognitive function or your brain function, including as part of one of the benefits is it actually increases or enhances your capacity to learn. Exercise also is good in helping the production of nerve protecting compounds be produced in your brain. As I said earlier, it actually increases blood flow to your brain. It improves development and survival of your neurons. And also, it helps decrease risk of cardiovascular diseases, amongst other things. Dr. Mercola, in this article that we're discussing here, points out, he says, quote, for instance, a review of more than 100 studies published in the Journal of Applied Physiology revealed that both aerobic and resistance training are important for maintaining cognitive and brain health in old age. He goes on to say that moderate exercise can reverse normal brain shrinkage by 2%, effectively reversing age-related hippocampus degeneration by 1 to 2 years. The hippocampus area is the area of your brain that deals with your learning and with your memory. Also, according to the study, the people in the control group who didn't exercise saw an average of 1.4% decrease in hippocampus size. So if you're struggling with memory issues and you're not exercising, you really should start exercising. It will actually help increase your memory. Now we're going to. We're going to go to a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to deal with the healing food, which would be okra, and we're going to finish off on dealing with turmeric. Turmeric, and we've been talking about it for the past couple of weeks, and it is an amazing, amazing remedy. But I want to mention here that we have a Maranatha Health and Wellness Outreach Expo. Health Expo is going to be occurring in Apopka, Florida, the next Sunday. That's next Sunday, and this will be there. We won't be broadcasting from there. Well, maybe we will broadcast from there. I'm not sure yet, but more likely we won't. But they're having it's a health outreach. They have it every year, and it's very, 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 very successful. And it's free. It's free admission, and it will be from 12 to 5 p.m. next Sunday. From 12 to 5 p.m. The admission is free, and it's on 1400 Bear Lake Road, Apopka, Florida 32703. If you live in the Orlando area, Apopka is basically a suburb of Orlando. It sits right near Altamont Springs. So if you live in anywhere in the Central Florida area here, this is open to you. And it's Maranatha Health and Wellness Outreach Expo. It will be held in the gym of the church there. And according to the flyer that I have here, they will have many local vendors there. They will have naturopathic doctors will be there. They will have medical doctors. There will be a host of vendors there. There will be blood pressure screening, BMI screening, colon kit screening, glucose screening, height and weight, hearing screening, HIV screening, pH testing, consultation with naturopathic doctors, EMS and fire truck tour for young kids and old kids. A car wash will also be going on from about 12 to 1. A thrift store will be open from 3 to 5. Mini checkup, and according to their flyer, much, much more. They will also be having seminars and vision screening. So that will be from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. next Sunday, September 23rd. If you're in the Orlando area, I highly recommend that you get out there and go and take your family. It's at 1400 Bear Lake Road in Apopka, Florida, 32703. You can call for more information at 407-290-1800. That's 407-290-1800. The email, if you like the email, is m7dac, that's m7dac, at cfl.rr.com. That's m7dac at cfl.rr.com, or you can just call 407-290-1800. That's next Sunday from 12 to 5 p.m. You're listening to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. We'll be back right after this brief message to talk about the benefits of okra and also go into talking about the great benefits, continue our discussion of the herb turmeric and what it's beneficial for and how you can use it and why you should use it. Back in just a moment.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. The Simple Natural Health Secrets Blog.
You are listening to Blue Zone Wellness with Dr. Keith Henry on BlueZoneWellness.org. Be sure to join us here every week at the same time. You can also listen at blogtalkradio.com/BlueZoneWellness. There you can also download the app and listen to the archive versions on your smartphone. So from Blue Zone Wellness, here's to your health.
skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs, extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. Thank you for listening on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. When we left, we just finished going into our week in natural news review. We're going to go right into our healing food for this week before we get into our healing herb. And our healing food, as I said before going to break, is okra. Okra. Now, okra is, when most people eat it, I've come to know that people either like okra or they don't. And so it's not, I really don't like it, but I can eat it. Usually with okra, either people like it or they don't. But okra is not only is it tasty if you like it, but it's also very beneficial for your health. Now let's look at some of the things some of the benefits that okra bring to the table. Number one, it's very low in calories. It only has 30 calories per 100 grams. And not only that, it contains no saturated fat or cholesterol. So if you're eating okra, you don't have to worry about getting fat. You don't have to worry about your cholesterol issues. None of that with okra. It's also high in fiber. That means it helps move things through the colon. And that means it can help with constipation, and it won't contribute to constipation, but it will help it because of the fiber content. Okra also has very healthy amounts of vitamin A and other antioxidants such as beta carotenes and lutein, which is good for your eyes. In fact, it is one of the only green vegetables to have high levels of these antioxidants. It also has high amounts of vitamin B as well as vitamin K. Now, vitamin K is good for strengthening your bones, and it also helps with your blood clotting enzymes. So vitamin K is very important. Additionally, it's also a very good source of the minerals of some minerals such as iron and calcium and magnesium. So here we have another food that actually serves as a supplement, if you will, a natural supplement, where the Creator has placed in this food iron and calcium and magnesium and vitamins B and vitamin K and antioxidants such as vitamin A and other beta carotenes. And lutein is good for your eyes. Additionally, the okra is also very good at reducing some forms of cancer, and the reason being is because of the levels of those nutrients that it has. Regular consumption of okra also provides protection against trans fat. So in a nutshell, in fact, one article pointed out how historical records have shown that Cleopatra of Egypt loved to eat okra. And apparently because of its benefit for the skin as well as reducing pimples. Now let's look at some of the nutritional breakdown of okra. So, and I won't go into all the details, but if you look at the snapshot of okra, even according to the USDA National Nutrient Database, okra is very, very beneficial or contains, and I won't go into everything, but it contains folates. It contains niacin. Of course, it's high in dietary fiber. It has pantothenic acid, which is one of your B vitamins. Riboflavin, thiamine, again, vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin E, vitamin K. It also has electrolytes, sodium and potassium, very important electrolytes. They're minerals. Also, calcium. It contains calcium and copper and iron and magnesium. And manganese and phosphorus and selenium and zinc. So here are some of the components and nutrients that you receive just by sitting down eating one of the vegetables that the Creator has given us here on Earth. Very, very, very interesting. So I would highly suggest that you make okra if you haven't already a part of a consistent part of your diet, because by doing so you're actually taking nutrients or supplements such as pantothenic acid and vitamin K and vitamin E and vitamin C. You're also taking by eating okra calcium and copper and iron and magnesium and selenium, etc. So who would have thought simply by sitting down, eating a nice serving of okra, that you would have actually been consuming all of those vitamins and nutrients. Now, next week, for the next few weeks, we plan on going through some of the vitamins and minerals, as we did prior with your herb. We did this with some herbs before, and when we in the healing food section, and talking about what vitamins that you, well, say for instance, we're talking about the B complex vitamins, which include thiamine and riboflavin and niacin and some of the other ones, and we'll actually go and talk about in our healing food section for the next few weeks. Go through the vitamins and the minerals and talk about why you need these vitamins, how to recognize if you're potentially deficient in them, what foods contain them, and how and the recommended amounts that you would need if you find yourself to be deficient in them to help bring the level up. So that's what we're planning on doing starting next week or the week after. I'm not sure. We may pre-record the show for next Sunday since we will be at that health and wellness expo that I talked about earlier, and I'm going to announce it once again just before the show closes out, so that you have more information if you are interested in going. Now let's move right into our final segment where we'll deal with turmeric. I've been talking about turmeric for the past couple of weeks and the benefits of turmeric. And if you've been missing that, if you haven't listened to the show in the past couple of weeks, the archives are still up. They're still up. And so I recommend that you go back and listen to those shows a couple of weeks. And if you don't listen to the whole show, you can go back and listen and fast forward to what we've said about turmeric in the past 2 weeks. This will be the last segment in dealing with turmeric and how to use it and what it does in the body and how effectively it works. When I stopped last week, we were talking about how beneficial it is for cancer, and we were talking about the active ingredient that we've been able to determine so far. The main ingredient that you will find in health food stores is curcumin, which has been identified as the active ingredient in turmeric. Now here the thing with that though is there's a debate sometimes about should you take turmeric or should you take curcumin. One of the things, as I said last week, is many times we know that curcumin is one of the, or at least is at least one of the most proliferant substances within turmeric. But many times we find later on that there are substances in there that we have not been able to identify yet. Not only that, the Creator put these other substances in these herbs to offset what may cause side effects. This is why you don't have the type of side effect when you're using herbs that you do when you're using drugs, is because the Creator has established other constituents within the herb to offset those things that might otherwise do you harm or cause side effects. So I'm not against using curcumin sometimes, but turmeric, if you can get it, or curcumin, if you can't get turmeric, is advisable. But I talked about how curcumin has been shown to be able to stimulate the production of B cells, which are one of the types of cells in your immune system, and to be able to help people with chronic leukemia. But we're not going to go over that again because we don't have time to go back over. I need to move on, and so we'll go on to talk a little bit more about what curcumin can do. Curcumin is also a powerful cancer preventative. It actually inhibits the action of P450, which is actually a liver enzyme that causes environmental toxins to be processed in ways that make them carcinogenic. But turmeric or curcumin can actually prevent that. So curcumin actually affects cancers associated with tobacco use by absorbing nitric oxide as well, which is a chemical produced in the lungs when they're exposed to tobacco. So again, curcumin actually helps prevent that from happening. This prevents nitric oxide induced reactions associated with cancer as well as inflammation. And curcumin also stops the cellular reaction in both the lungs and the mouth that actually activates cancer causing agents in both cigarette smoke as well as in smokeless tobacco. So actually, it works as a preventative. Now, we're not here recommending that you go out and smoke and take turmeric or curcumin and say, well, it's going to do me good. That would be very irresponsible. But what we're saying is that we all encounter different poisons just by living here. And turmeric is one of the natural remedies, one of the herbs that can actually help reduce the likelihood of us developing these sicknesses. Curcumin is also especially useful in the prevention and treatment of colorectal cancer. It works in the same way as non-steroid and anti-inflammatory drugs called NSAIDs. What it does is it suppresses the genes necessary for both the start and the press and the spread of cancer. So here we have this curcumin actually suppresses the genes necessary for both for cancer to be able to start in the beginning and also for its ability to spread. Curcumin actually suppresses that ability. Curcumin also suppresses two genes necessary for the development of colorectal cancer. Colorectal cancer. It prevents damage caused by aflatoxin, which is a poison produced when they store grains and peanuts improperly. So as I said last week, that I think I would recommend taking maybe 1,500 milligrams if you're taking it in a milligram form, or if you're taking just turmeric, maybe taking 5 to 10 capsules 3 times a day to help in the body. It also, cataracts are also helped by curcumin. Actually, curcumin actually quenches cell-damaging free radicals more actively than vitamin E does. And vitamin E is a very effective free radical scavenger, but curcumin is actually more effective. And this actually, it actually prevents the cross-linkings of proteins in the lens of the eye that leads over a period of many years to the formation of cataracts. So by taking curcumin and eating, not just taking any supplement or herb, but by following an overall healthy lifestyle and by taking this as a supplement. So it's a supplement for a reason. It's supposed to supplement a healthy lifestyle overall. It's not supposed to be the be all and end all, but it's a supplement. It's also beneficial for cirrhosis of the liver. Curcumin helps reverse liver damage caused by excessive iron consumption. It also helps keep alcohol as well as other toxins from being converted to a harmful form within your liver. And it also accelerates the detoxification process. So we've talked about a way to detox the liver here. So for instance, if I say we're going to take milk thistle with dandelion root, or two herbs that are very beneficial for the liver, I would also recommend adding curcumin or turmeric to that as well, to actually help these herbs work more efficiently and quicker. Gallstones are another issue that curcumin has shown some promise for, because it increases the production of enzymes that actually digest sugar and fat, and it actually stops cholesterol from crystallizing into gallstones. And so by doing that, it can actually help prevent the formation of gallstones, which can be very, very painful. If you ever had gallstones, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So here you can see that it can be very, very beneficial in that regard as well. Finally, if you move on, we'll move on to how it's also beneficial for halitosis and periodontal disease. Turmeric actually acts against gum inflammation by halting the action of a gene that actually creates the gum irritating chemicals that occur in some of our mouths. By doing this, it actually robs the bacteria of a site to grow and proliferate, and thereby help prevent both bad breath and periodontal disease. Again, we see how this one herb, this one supplement, has so many uses. In fact, it's one of the most effective supplements out there right now. And next, we'll move on to how beneficial it is for cardiovascular issues, like for heart attack. Curcumin actually can help. It actually does help to relax your blood vessels and to lower blood pressure. It lessens the risk of your heart attack. It actually lessens the risk of a heart attack during treatment with steroids and reduces tissue damage during a heart attack. And so here it is again. If you're being treated with steroids and if you're taking curcumin or turmeric, it actually can help reduce or lessen the risk of you having a heart attack. It's also been found to be beneficial in the help to prevent HIV infection from progressing to full-blown AIDS. And the way that it does this is that it acts as a protease inhibitor. In other words, It acts as an agent that stops the HIV from dividing its genetic material into strings that is actually needed to form to new viruses. So it actually prevents it from doing this, and by functioning this way, it inhibits the HIV virus from multiplying. So curcumin also counteracts integrase, which is an enzyme HIV needs to attach itself to DNA, and it reduces some of the tissue destruction seen in HIV/AIDS by selectively deactivating tumor necrosis factor, or TNF. So it works on three fronts to help or to fight against HIV or the AIDS virus. So here we have a very, very powerful supplement or herb. And if it's taken intelligently with a life or with the overall lifestyle change, you may very well be surprised at how effective it is. Now there's there's some ways, and I'm not going to go into the details right now because I don't have the time. But those are some of the ways to use turmeric beneficially. People with congestive heart failure or congestive heart disease, for instance, may in some cases want to avoid curcumin. And again, maybe I'll hit on that later on. But if you have a serious disease, I recommend that you consult with the natural health care practitioner or either a medical doctor who is also learned and educated in natural medicine, so that he can put you on the right track. Or if he's not learned in natural medicine himself, maybe he can, maybe he knows a naturopathic doctor, or homeopath, or herbalist who is knowledgeable in their area, and he may be able to refer you over to them if he's not knowledgeable, if his pride that allow him didn't get in the way. Now, you've been listening to Blue Zone Wellness. I have a very high regard for turmeric. I've seen it work very beneficially in my practice. Is very, very beneficial to deal with the underlying cause of inflammation, which we talked about last week, is a very strong marker for many types of diseases. And so it's very important that I suggest that you do even more research yourself on the benefits of turmeric and invite your loved ones to listen to us and to become more educated, and also invite your friends and your loved ones to become more educated in terms of natural health and natural healing, because your health is not your doctor's responsibility. Ultimately, it's your responsibility. And I'd like to thank you for listening once again, but I want to mention again to the listeners in the Orlando area that next Sunday from 12 to 5 p.m., they're holding the Maranatha Health and Wellness Outreach Expo at 1400 Bear Lake Road in Apopka, Florida. For more information, you can call 407-290-1800. That's 407-290-1800. There is free admission. You bring your family and your friends. There will be blood pressure screening. There will be BMI screening. There will be colon kit screenings, glucose screenings, height and weight, hearing screenings, HIV screening, pH testing, consultation with naturopathic doctors, EMS and fry truck tour for kids, young and old. A little car wash will be going on from 12 to 1. A thrift store will be there from 3 to 5. There will be mini checkup and much, much more. There will be vendors there. Again, this is we were there last year and the year before. It's always a pretty significant event. I really invite you to come out. You will actually be greatly benefited. Besides, that is free. Bring your family and your friends. And I also want to remind you to listen to us here on Blue Zone Wellness next week. If we're not here live, I will pre-record the show for next week, and you can listen at the same time. I'd also like to remind you that we at Blue Zone Wellness are seriously considering adding one or two more shows during the week. It's been a pleasure with you. And so, again, I hope you join me next week at the same time on Blue Zone Wellness. Thank you for listening, and you have a blessed week.
skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs, extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about..."